Restoring My Soul, Monday the 3rd of January, an offering for sin. Jesus Christ defined all of our sin and suffering in the seven wounding events that he endured for our sake. The measure of our eternal death, both now and for eternity, was in seven wounding judgments that befell Christ. The sufferings that Jesus experienced as a Son of Man were not only physical, they were also psychological and relational. They commenced with his humble birth in an animal stall, where he was placed in a feed trough as a makeshift crib. In this regard, we note the words of Paul who wrote, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich." For the whole of his life on earth, the consequences of our sin were being laid upon Jesus for our sake. For this reason, even before he commenced his offering journey in Gethsemane and was crucified on the cross, Jesus was identified by John the Baptist as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus Christ was made to be an offering for sin. He became the full embodiment of sin when the Father made every son and daughter of man to be a member of his body. This happened when Jesus drank the cup that the Father gave to him in Gethsemane. Significantly, although Christ became the embodiment of sin in Gethsemane, he was not made a slave of sin. Accordingly, he did not die as a consequence of living by the law of sin. The law of sin is the way of life that belongs to the sons of disobedience. The death that Jesus died was because of his obedience. The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 2 verse 7, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9, Isaiah chapter 53 verse 4, John chapter 1 verse 29, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21, Isaiah chapter 53 verse 10, and Luke chapter 22 verses 41 to 42. For further study, Isaiah chapter 53.